What the f***?
No, it's okay. On this show, you can say fuck.
Hey, Jillian, besides this being take two of this show, do you know what this episode is tonight?
I think I do, because this is take two, and I've already heard, but tell our listeners.
It is our 50th episode of What the Fuck. Can you believe that? This weird spinoff of Lost in the Static has made 50 fucking episodes.
That is 50 shows of us talking about ridiculous things going on in the world. So without stupid and ridiculous things happening, we wouldn't have a show. So yay for fodder.
And it tended to be really, really Republican-based, which was not my intention, I assure
Lately.
You.
Well, and that was the funny thing, too, because I remember when you first asked me to come on, I was really sheepish. And if you've ever gone back to the original episodes, I was just... Because I've never really done podcasts or anything like that.
It took like three or four for you to really get relaxed.
I think it was more than three or four because I just remember being like, "Oh, sorry, I'm sorry." Well,
And now you're screaming at me. Shut the fuck up! I'm talking.
When you had me come on. And I'm like, no. But yeah, my two qualifications were, I was like, I don't really want to talk about religious stuff because it's really touchy and no politics. And then lately, I don't know for how many months, that's all it's been. But that's why if we ever do talk about, especially religion, I'm the first to qualify and be like, okay, not all of this, you know, particular. Yeah, I don't like generalizations, but when somebody of a certain organization or religion or something is just being outlandish, I say fair game because, you know, it's not that particular subject, it's that person of said affiliation, and that's who I'm reaming about.
Well, and then the way I'm going to put it is, a lot of the subjects we talk about, and when I say subjects, I mean the people involved, they could really just relax and probably take a tip and go to adamandeve.com and use the promo code WHAT to get 3 free DVDs, free shipping in the United States, a free mystery gift, and 50% off of a single item for using the promo code WHAT. And you'd think they'd relax and think this stuff through a little more, wouldn't you?
Well, first they have to get the stick removed out of their ass so they can put the butt plug in.
Hey, if it works, and adamandeve.com sells those. Jillian, with this being our 50th episode, this one's going to be a little more... We're going to be tackling a couple of more serious topics, but I guarantee you and I are going to be doing this in a much more jokey way than probably these topics deserve.
Yep.
Which
is
pretty much what the people expect out of this show, I think.
This is technically show 50 and a half because we got almost half the show done and then technical difficulties. We need like a little picture and be like, we'll be right back.
It shows a picture of like a puppy having pulled the electrical cord out.
No, it's going to be like your head on a bee looking all grr. We'll say, we'll be right back.
I don't want to be
and
on
I'll
a
have a big old, and then I'll have a big old fly swatter and be like, come here, bee.
I could actually, okay, that I could actually see work. I could actually see some listeners making that up for
hey,
us,
artists
too.
Out there, fan art challenge. Accept it.
1201beyond@gmail.com.
Fan art, yes. Fanfic, maybe not.
All right. Now, Jillian, for tonight's...
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Well, it seems two burglars in Colima, Colombia...
Or Colima, we don't know.
Colima, I'm not from Colombia, so I don't know. Maybe if we
you say Colima... I say Kalama.
Right. Well, it seems like a couple of them are not exactly brain trusts.
They need food for smart making.
Exactly. They decided to rob an internet cafe that they also had used the computers on and forgot to log out of their Facebooks.
Wah, 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 wah.
Now, that's dumb for a couple of reasons. One.
That's dumb for many reasons.
All right. Go into the first one.
Don't fucking log into a place that you're going to rob. Well, first, don't rob a place. You're pretty dumb. But, I mean, let's think. Just assume. There's video cameras all over the place. You're walking down a street. There's probably a camera, whether it be a traffic camera, what have you. So not only the fact that you did not log out of your account, even if you log in, it's probably captured by one of the cameras. So they're still going to have your information. And... I mean, you're obviously in there for a mission. So what is the mindset? And that'd be like, oh, man, we're going to make so much money. Wait, let me update my Facebook. Hey, guys, we're at Blank Blank Cafe. We're just going to rob it. We're going to make so much dough. Party at my house. Accomplice likes this.
And see, I just picture that. And I'm I really don't see that being that far off or from probably what happened, Jay.
I want to put that in a skit now. It'd just be hilarious.
Well, and
I was
then,
like, wait, hold on. Wait, that just reminded me of the old joke with Abraham Lincoln on Facebook where it says, going to a play tonight. John Wilkes Booth likes this.
This also makes me wonder, okay, it's an internet cafe. You do realize most people pay with credit today, right? I don't think an internet cafe is a really big cash turnover business like, say, a pawn shop is. Knocking over a pawn shop makes sense. Cash business. Internet cafe, not so much.
But that's the thing, though. I mean, anywhere is pretty much, you know, plastic over paper. And even if any kind of store is going to have so much money in a till, obviously, these people aren't the brightest crayon in the box because they logged into fucking Facebook before robbing said place, so they weren't even that committed to their task at hand. So you have to imagine they obviously weren't really looking to do big things. They were just like, hey, let's go to this place. It's not busy around like 3 or 4 easy money. So with any business, even if you're doing mostly, you know, you do have cash in your till. So that it sounds like I'm giving robbery tips here, but no, with any, you
well,
know,
clearly, Jillian, you're a better robber than they are.
No. I've worked retail, so I know how I've worked several retail jobs. So, I mean, you do have a certain amount of cash that you have in the register for said cash transactions. So even if the register had not done any business that day, it may have had, you know, 100 to 400 or however much the designated starting money is there. So, you know, you're not really thinking, especially if you're a Facebook person that's going to log in and then rob the place, you're probably not thinking about whether they do or do not do a lot of cash business. I don't understand that mindset. It's like, had they never done anything before? Were they just kind of stealing money out of mom and dad's purses previously to where they're just like, all right, we're going to do this robbery. Like, you'd think they'd be like nervous or something or just task at hand, not just, I mean, were they like IM chatting on Facebook and they didn't even know each other? And they're just like, hey man, I need some money. I want to get the new, you know, blah, blah, blah game. Be like, I need some money too. You know what? We should just rob this place. Blah, 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 blah. And then it's just like, that's how the robbery started. Be like, well, I got a gun on me. Or it doesn't even say what they used, but I don't know. It's just, I think maybe like we should have a Darwin Awards and at the end of the year for all of our dumbest things. We have like, we give them little, not physically give them, but have like a little countdown of like the top 5 or 10 dumbest things.
I actually think that's a really good idea. Come mid-December, I think we should let the listeners vote on all the previous dumbest things since we instituted this segment and let them decide what the actual dumbest thing I've ever heard for 2012 is. We will definitely get to that in mid-December.
Yeah, I mean, if you don't remember when it was, you know, talked about, you don't have to look at the specific article. I will remember what it is if you just say, I don't know, we've had so many. If you just say, you know, what the headline typey thing that we introduced it as, we'll pretty much know what you were talking about.
Right, and now, this is not a dumbest thing, but moving into our first topic here, Jillian, now, I don't like the way the media is handling this. Not only are
they,
I know you do. Not only do I think they're over-sensationalizing it, but they're also trivializing it at the same time, and that is our impending zombie apocalypse that's happening in Miami right now.
Okay, let me clarify. Okay, I'm not necessarily a zombie file or what have you. A buddy of mine, a long time ago, I found I actually had a, in case of zombie outbreak, duffel bag that he keeps by his bed all the time, and I was like, oh, maybe I should rethink that clause. It is a serious thing. It's not funny. However, you know, the correlation type thing, I mean, there's been cannibals for years and years and years, and it's never funny. However, I don't know. It's just one of those things that's so weird, and maybe that makes me an asshole, and I'm not laughing about that particular situation. Irony of how close it is to everything you've seen. Because in all of, you know, the zombie movies, how the outbreaks first start, it's one of those things where, you know, you see it happen, it's like, oh, it's shocking, and then, you know, they show the news story, and they're like, authorities say it was due to a bad drug mixture, and then it happens again. And the thing is, with this most famous incident recently in Miami about the guy was naked, and he ate the other guy's face off, literally, like, not just ripped it off, he was swallowing chunks, guy's eyes are gone, his nose is gone, you know, it was that severe, and they're saying it's a strain of what they call bad LSD that makes you basically feel like you're boiling from the inside out and you go crazy, you rip off your clothes. I mean, this guy was snarling at the police. They, you know, unloaded bullets into him and he didn't go down. So there's just so many correlations, because anything you see, it's always, you know, oh, it's due to drugs, and then boom, you know, Dawn of the Dead. I'm not saying that's what's happening here. And I think even though the media had labeled it that, they're not, you know, they're not playing it that way. It was just kind of, you know, a correlation, and it's more so the zombie files and everybody. I mean, I admit I had like a 280 comment thread on one of my, you know, threads on Facebook, and we're not demarginalizing, you know, what happened. I mean, I feel for that person. And honestly, if I was in that position, I wouldn't want to fucking be saved. Like, this guy's at a hospital. I don't know. I tried finding information. I'm not sure since the story broke whether he's still alive or died. From what I see, he's still in the hospital. And not that I'm saying someone like that shouldn't be saved, but I personally would not want, I mean, no eyes, no, I mean, just completely, to me, that's no quality of life. I would just be like, leave me. But the fact that that wasn't the only incident in Miami, that that was the fourth of four different incidents.
I was going to say that there's been a little cluster of incidents, probably. Now, this part is pure speculation for the listeners. There's no evidence to back this up yet. But all four of these are people that were on drugs. I'm thinking it's probably from the same bad or contaminated batch of that LSD you brought up.
Right. And I mean, clearly it's not the traditional, you know, it's not the zombie apocalypse. The guy in the hospital didn't start getting up and, you know, acting up like it's contagious, anything like that. You look at all of the different, you know, causes in said science fiction. But I mean, I guess it's just one of those you don't know type things. I mean, it's the same type of thing with aliens. You know, are they out there? Aren't there? There's like so much speculation.
Jillian, I'm not saying it's aliens, but it's aliens.
But is it aliens?
It's aliens.
Okay. I have indigestion sometimes. I'm like, I think there's like a little alien in me that's going to like bust out and be like, hello, my baby. Hello, my honey. Hello,
hey,
my
can you imagine if your actor John Hurt, every time he gets indigestion? That's
got to
be creepy.
He got to be in Spaceballs. That's pretty badass. No, but anyway, what I was saying is, you know, you've got all of these science fiction type. And I mean, if anybody's going to be like, well, technically the definition of science fiction, you know, I understand there's an array. So just anything that's, you know, mystery type, I'm going to call science fiction before anybody starts writing in, because I got into this with somebody recently. So that's why I'm, you know, qualifying that. You look at things like, say, splicing, cloning, robots, and just craziness that ends up happening from it. There's situations where people are like, oh, we're going to take an indigenous species of this country and bring it back and study it. And then it gets loose and, oh, crap, you know, and that
happened on a small scale. It's crossbreeding with the local American spiders and, oh, no, arachnophobia happened.
I know, I was going to bring up arachnophobia. But no, I mean, I think I've said it on the show before, the thing with bullet ants. I believe I'm like 90% sure it was South America, and they aren't here in the U.S. anyways, unless I missed some kind of story, but they're being studied in the U.S. And it's called a bullet ant because it's a big fuck off ant about, I think it's like one
inch
or 2 inches
ant.
Long. And
a big fuck off ant.
I'm talking Auntie from Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, bitches. No, it's not that big.
I've never heard the term big fuck off ant before.
Anyway, it's big fuck off ant, and it's called a bullet ant because if it bites you, it literally feels like you got shot. So something like that, where they're like, okay, we need to study this thing. Study it over there. Don't bring it into the fucking, we got like fire ants and African bees and all this crazy shit. It's like, you're just asking for it. Science is asking for it sometimes. I mean, yes, science does awesome things, you know, cures and studies, but science does some pretty horrible, freaky things that cause bad things. And for all we know, like, you know, you look at diseases that are transferred by, you know, blood and things like that, and airborne, and, you know, things mutate. So you're looking at this thing that's essentially a drug. Who knows what the fuck is in it that's making people do this? This is pretty new, you know, and so knows how this thing can evolve. And so it's one of those things, everything, every crazy kind of occurrence can be traced back to some, you know, minor thing where people looked at it and be like, oh, that's an isolated incident. So, I mean, I'm not saying I think the zombie apocalypse is upon us, not in this situation anyways, but, you know, I'm not ruling it out completely. I'm like, man, I need to like practice sprinting and learn how to fire a gun or something, because, you know, with everything out there, you don't know. There is crazy shit that happens all the time. In the 1800s, did anybody ever think that we would be on the moon? Be like, no, that's not going to happen. Before, the world was flat. It's like crazy shit happens that is supposedly never a possibility. So I sound like I'm insane. I think they're going to come to take me away. Ha ha. So, I mean, it's like 0.00000001% chance in my book that that could ever happen. Hopefully not in my lifetime. But I mean, come on. The world's going to shit. It made me think of like Ghostbusters the other day and be like, hey, do you ever think we're so busy because the dead have been rising from the grave? And it's just one of those things. Like, I mean, you look at all of this crazy shit.
Except the cannibal zombies in Miami weren't actually zombies. They were people.
Welcome to Miami. No, I know, but I'm saying things mutate. But with all of the crazy shit going on in the world and the government especially, it's like I just want to hide. Like, it really makes me afraid how this country is going. It's like we're progressing forward in time, but going way backwards and how things are going. Like, it just feels like it's being overthrown. I'm not going to go into government here because we're not actually on that subject this week. But I don't know. Like I said, I'm not trying to make light of what happened. It's a horrible, horrible thing. Anything having to do with sadistic people, I mean.
But I just wanted to add for this, I really do think, Jillian, that this is part of a bad drug batch, or maybe this is intentionally what the drug makers, if it's like some tailored version of LSD, this might be what they wanted. But it's just, to me, there's too much of a coincidence that all these people were people that took LSD, all four incidents, and all of them were clustered in Miami. That's not a coincidence to me.
At the same time, though, you're saying, oh, well, no chance of zombie apocalypse. It's like, okay, well, maybe not the science fiction definition of zombie. What if they threw this shit in the water? What if they started, you know, contaminating? I mean, you hear about the sick people that do weird-ass shit to products and put it in the stores. I mean, you're talking about something that's very severe, not just making people sick, but,
oh, no,
you know.
I'm not trying to discount that. I'm not trying to discount that. I'm just saying right now, as we're recording this, this has only happened to drug users. Yes, they could try to contaminate the water supply, or they could even come up with some aerial version and some terrorist could, you know, crop dust it over the middle of Miami or something. That's always a possibility. I think an outside possibility, and I hope we didn't just give ideas to some terrorists.
I'm always afraid when we talk about shit on this. Like, I'm like, oh, maybe you should cut that out, because seriously, we come up with some stuff where I'm like, man, somebody is just going to be like, that's a good idea, and then just go fucking batshit crazy.
And then you and I are sued, and you and I are thrown in Guantanamo for giving them the idea. Well, we're going to take a break. We will be back, and we're going to, the next one's kind of serious, but I have a feeling we're going to get a little light because it leads into something that both Jillian and I are probably going to rant about.
And we've talked about it before, but it's one of those things that it just keeps popping back up with certain instances where it's blame, blah, blah, blah.
On the whole face of the earth today, there is no place more terrifying than the Valley of Guanji. In Technicolor.
All right, for this week's Heart Attack, Hart, you told me you had a little bit of trouble trying to vote. I should point out the night we're recording this is Tuesday, voting day.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of funny. I've been a voter for a long time. I feel that if you're the kind of guy who's going to bitch and moan about what food is on the table, but you never once offer to fucking cook, you're a fucking dildo. And that's how I feel about voting. If you're one of those people out there who's talking all this shit about politics and the government fucking things up, but you don't vote, you're an asshole. Straight up an asshole. But today, my voting experience was kind of a pain in the ass, actually. It was difficult. You know, I live in a part of Los Angeles that I would call bullet poor, because they're damn poor, but there's plenty of money for bullets, and there's been plenty of dead bodies around my neighborhood and shootouts, and I've actually seen shootouts in my neighborhood. It's pretty crazy. I went to go vote, and I had read in the past about people making it difficult for you to vote in poor neighborhoods. And I was experiencing something that happens every once in a while around here, where all of a sudden, normally vote changes. So they send me someplace else, and I go walking over to the other place, and no, that's not the right place. You need to go vote over here. And, you know, what the fuck, man? They told me, hey, if you don't want to go to the other polling place, well, you could cast a, what do they call it, a provincial ballot or something like that, I think it was a provincial ballot or something, and I'm like, well, what the hell does that mean? You know, a provincial ballot, what were you talking about? And they're like, oh, well, your vote would be counted last, and there's potential for your vote to be thrown out. So that right there bothered me, and it took them a long time to tell me that, because they're like, look, if you don't want to go, because I was very angry. I'm like, look, I'm on my second place, and you're telling me I got to go to a third place to go vote now? And the school I was at to go was, they didn't really have good wheelchair access. And there was this little old man grappling his way up those stairs, man. It was a grudge match, okay? He didn't have good access. So what I was telling the people there is, I'm like, look, I'm confused why I can't vote here. And two, what's going to happen if this poor old fella finally gets over here and you tell him he's got to go someplace else? He might just give it up. He might just not vote that day. And that's fucked up, man. That's really fucked up. I don't understand why my voting district was changed 3 fucking times. You know what I'm saying? I don't get it. I don't understand why it was so difficult for me to vote. And the place that I had to go was the furthest place from my home. We're talking about the school that I went to vote. It's across the street. It's across the fucking street.
For me, it's about a block and a half down, and it's a religious school is the place to vote.
Yeah, and the other place that I was go vote, that I only voted at, was a church, which was 3.5 blocks away from my house. So, okay, after I've gone 2 different places, now I got to go someplace that's like, you know, I don't know, 8 or 9 blocks from my house, and I'm walking around. It's my neighborhood. I'm used to just, you know, no problem. It's not like I took off of work, like I didn't have a boss. But what if it was somebody who had a boss who was trying to vote on their lunch hour? Or, you know how it is. They say, oh, you can't impede the voting process. Believe me, when you're in the office and the guy's like, you need to be back by this hour because we got to get this job out and we got to hit this deadline. A lot of times people just fucking ditch the vote. So I'm kind of fucking pissed.
Same thing happens at factories. Factories, you only get a half-hour lunch, and since factories are usually in the industrial part of town, it's going to be a 15-20-minute drive just to get into town, and they're not going to give you time off to go vote. So a factory worker, if they were working today, they didn't even have a chance to vote.
Yeah. So this whole thing where all of a sudden I'm having to bounce around from place to place, I've been in nice white neighborhoods, and my voting place did not move around, okay? It stayed in the same goddamn place. Now, here I am living in this more poor neighborhood of color, and all of a sudden my voting places is changing all the time. And it's a pain in the ass. It places a hardship on me. It makes it difficult for me to vote. It's confusing. It's fucked up. And here's the thing, folks. The thing I want to talk about really is a lot of people say voting doesn't count. Voting's not important. I had a lunch meeting this week with an investigator that's going to be doing some work for American Horrors. He really just was so burnt on the system. It's like, look, guys, it's very simple. If the votes did not matter, there would be no super PACs. Can you folks out at home just understand that? Can you grasp that? If your vote didn't fucking matter, if your vote was fucking worthless, why the fuck would all the corporations have gathered together and the billionaire douchebags to outspend you and to outbuy your voice? You understand what I'm saying? If the vote wasn't important, why the fuck would billionaires like the Koch brothers or whoever the fuck it is on the Democratic side, why would all these people spend these, and it's billions, $1 billion now, guys, $1 billion in advertising is going to flood the airwaves this year in the advertising world. And man, it's going to be a boon to anybody who owns a television network. Hear that, politicians? Come spend some money on American Horror. People vote. And the thing is you need to get off your ass and participate in the system, because it's important. We have to take back our government from these corporate powers. If you've got a guy who isn't voting right in your district, vote that fucker out. Just get him the fuck out. If there's a vote on term limits, we had a thing here in California about term limits and limiting how long these assholes can be in office. And fuck yeah, I'm for term limits. Get these douchebags the fuck out of office. Let them be in for 2 terms, maybe 3. Get them the fuck out. Okay?
Well, and then,
don't make it a revolving door either, like we've got with the Treasury Department, where they're regulating Goldman Sachs with Goldman Sachs executives. Don't get me going there.
Well,
I'm just saying, we got to vote.
But sometimes, and I'm not saying it doesn't matter, I'm saying it sometimes doesn't matter in the fact that the election's bought either way. I'm from Wisconsin, and as we're recording this, the returns are coming in, and it looks like that goddamn fucking supervillain Scott Walker won his fucking recall election. And there's no possible way he could have, since everyone in this state hates him, yet he's getting voted on in record numbers. I don't see how that's not rigged.
Did they do the electronic voting in Wisconsin?
Not in my area. I'm not sure in like Milwaukee and Madison and stuff. But everybody hates Scott Walker.
Because I know in my neighborhood we didn't. I was very happy. I told the polling people that I was very happy about it.
Because, I mean, like the thing with Scott Walker, why would a woman vote for Scott Walker when he took away all their rights? I don't know if you've been keeping up with all the evil stuff he's been doing over here, Hart.
You've got to understand, Josh, and I really want to help you here, Con.
Okay.
I want you to understand something. People don't necessarily vote in their own self-interest, especially when they're stirred up and they're mad. Most people in this country are operating on a pretty thin edge. You know, people are tight on money. They're stressed. This huge older demographic that watches the Fox News propaganda, and they're not thinking straight. They're not getting good information. You know, they're being misled. There's a lot of lying going on in this country. You know, there's a lot of corporate douchebaggery going on. You know, when you watch Comedy Central and you see the guy whistling and you got the smiley face and he's selling you something to make your dick bigger. Everybody knows your dick don't get bigger from any goddamn pill. There's nothing you're going to be able to do. Your dick is your dick. And that guy, the owner of that company, actually went to jail for fraud. Yet, that product is still for sale. And Comedy Central kept selling that shit for a long time. There was the gentleman with the whole Girls Gone Wild. Gee, I wonder why you don't see those videos anymore. Well, because that guy's in jail. So there's a lot of crooks in the entertainment industry right now. There's a lot of scumbags, and I think that people are hoodwinked, duped. They're not getting good information. They're all angry, and frankly, I think they're malnourished. I think they're eating this corporate factory food that's just fucking shit. At Taco Bell, they can't even call the beef in your taco beef. It's barely even legally able to be called fucking beef. So I think Americans just aren't thinking straight, and they're stressed and they're tired. And the thing is I just telling you folks, it can get better. You know, we have to take an active governance. Okay, maybe you're angry about this Scott Walker thing. You're saying, how can this possibly happen? Well, fuck, you lost one fight because of the judge's decision, and you're going to fucking quit? No. We keep at it. We keep going. We keep hammering these motherfuckers. We keep voting, and you vote on your local shit. Vote for your local people, your local mayor, your local senator, your state senator. We have to become active. Now, I'm not advocating any position or another. I'm just saying get off your fucking ass and go vote because it's really important. And, you know, it's just like this commercial from the Super Bowl. You know, it's clutch time, folks. This is an important time. And like you said, you're in Wisconsin and you've got a despot for a governor. That dude is pulling some seriously scary shit. My mother worked for the Department of Public Aid in Illinois for nearly 20 years. She has a state, you know, pension. And you know what? That guy's like that governor in Wisconsin, the people they're talking about fucking over are our parents. My mom, your dad, your mother. You know what I'm saying? Those are people that put in their due, did their fucking job. When they talk about these pensions and, oh, they got these pensions, they made a deal. They're just talking about legal ways to Welsh on their deal and talking in backspeak. And we have to vote. And once we vote, once we are active, and it's not just 20% of the population making a decision, we'll have a better government. They're going to pay more attention to us, the people. Right now, they're just voting for the guys with the money, guys. Our voice is fucking heard with voting, with being active, with letting our congressmen and our senators. I've been actively fighting a lot of stuff involved, quote, cybersecurity bills. It's so funny. These assholes always call it exactly what it is, like Bush's No Child Left Behind. Should have been like, we can't wait to leave your kid behind. We want them dumb. You know, there's a certain faction that is only interested in control. They're not interested in our country. They're not interested in the betterment of you or me, your children. They don't care. They're only here for power now. And it's a real thing. And this isn't new. It's not like this is new, guys. This has been going on a long time. Once upon a time, we didn't have unions. Once upon a time, we used to hang black people from trees for just looking at white people. You get what I'm saying? We've come a long, long way, folks. And we've got a long way to go. But we have to be keeping weeding our garden. You can't just abandon the garden. And it takes some fucking effort. And we got to do it, man. This is the greatest fucking country in the world. I love my country. And I'm upset with what the fuck is going on. And that's why I'm politically active. And when I was being shuffled around from voting place to voting place, I was fucking pissed. I was pissed. And let me tell you, if you want to talk to the Los Angeles voter registration people, you can. If you, too, have been frustrated like this, if you're living in California or you're living in Los Angeles and you, too, got the runaround on trying to vote today, give them a call at 1-800-815-2666. We have the L.A. City Clerk's phone number here. I think you should call up the L.A. City Clerk and talk to him about why your voting place changes from time to time. 1-888-873-1000 to talk to the L.A. City Clerk. If you want to talk to the California Secretary of State, that's 1-800-345-VOTE. Now, the reason I say call is because it's fun, man. These politicians work for us. We fucking pay them. They got to listen to us. We got to yank the fucking chain. It's time to bring these dogs to heel, people.
And while we're waiting to do that.
Yeah, it's time for our annual plug. You know, guys, I want you all to know that if you go to the Facebook app for Philmon, F-I-L-M-O-N, just go look up the app on Facebook, and you could be watching American Horror. You can watch us for free on Facebook through the Philmon app. And if you haven't downloaded it yet for your Android or your iPhone or your iPod, go for it, man. Get it down. Get it on there. And if you don't have those kinds of things, and if you're not on Facebook, you can subscribe for as little as $1.95 a month. And that's at filmon.com. And that's F-I-L-M-O-N.com.
And I highly recommend everyone do that. And obviously it's going to be too late by the time you hear it, but next time, go vote.
Dracula has risen from the grave.
Boy, does he give a hickey.
All right, Jillian, do you remember seeing that old 1996 PC FMV game starring Christopher Walken called Ripper?
I don't. I remember you sending me the article for said topic today.
Well, I didn't know.
I was playing Discworld. That was a way longer game ago.
All right. Well, in 1996, there was a video game called Ripper. It was a cyberpunk. It's full motion video, so it had live actors and whatnot against CG backgrounds. Christopher Walken starred as Detective Magnata, who was trying to catch a new version of Jack the Ripper in the future. I don't remember what year, but it was some cyberpunk future.
20XDX.
Yeah, 20XXX. Or 2XXX.
Not XXX. Well, on this show, it's XXX. I want to play Mega Man. Damn it.
But so what happened was in the game, Detective Magnata, Christopher Walken, is one of the characters that turns out to actually be the Ripper in this cyberpunk adventure. And throughout the
Spoiler.
Thing, it's randomized who the killer is, but the most canonical one is Magnata's the killer. Okay?
Ah.
In the game, the Ripper sends body parts to the news and to various political officials and whatnot of people he kills. Well, it seems there is a crazy person in Canada that has decided that game was a documentary. He has legally changed his name to Luca Magnata, Magnata being the character from the game, and he is killing people and sending their body parts to political officials and the media the same as in the Ripper video game. That's a little creepy, don't you think? He's using an almost 20-year-old game to base his crime. And this guy's insane, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, his name legally now, keep in mind, he legally changed his name to Luca Magnata. He was actually born Eric Clinton Newman, but he's also gone by the name Vladimir Romanov or Mattia Del Santo. So this guy's a little nuts coming out of Scarborough, Canada. He is also...
He changed it to Vladimir because he was going through his whole, like, vampire stage, and then he was like, I'm going to go to video games.
Well, and then he also is linked. He used to date like the First Lady of Canada, something like that. He has some kind of connection to her. He is a bisexual porn star in Canada, and he is absolutely completely insane. Now, as
not
we're
those reasons though.
Well, no, but as we are recording this, he has not been caught yet. As we are recording this, he has been accused. Keep in mind, he's not been charged yet, but the police have issued warrants for first-degree murder, committing an indignity to a dead body, publishing obscene material, mailing obscene, indecent, immoral, or scurrilous material, and criminally harassing Canadian Prime Minister Stephen Harper and several unnamed members of Parliament. This guy's at least going out with a bang, huh, Jay?
This doesn't air in Canada, does it?
It airs worldwide. Our Canadians can hear this.
I don't want to talk about the subject.
But no.
It's kind of creepy. I'm just like, oh, man. It's like, oh, no. But see, I don't like the whole, this is batshit crazy, but I don't like the whole blame it on the game shit. It's like you look at, they do this all the time. And yes, this person clearly got inspiration from being obsessed with this game. However, you look at any work of fiction. I know we went through this with the shooting in was it Norway or Sweden?
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
The World of Warcraft and FPS guy.
Yeah, and it was I can't believe I don't remember this. Some first person shooter, and all of them got banned. But the thing of it is you know, if you're sick and you have some kind of obsession. It can be of anything. You know, you might read Tom Sawyer. You could read, you know, any one thing. You look at all of the, you know, the vampire craze where people have all this vampire stuff. And it existed before like Twilight and all of this other vampire stuff came about.
Interview
and
with a Vampire caused a lot of that too. Yeah.
Yeah.
In the 90s.
Well, I mean, cause I used to work at Hot Topic and they more readily had, you know, the gothic stuff, the fangs and everything. And so people are still obsessed with it and there's just more material for it. But that's one thing. It's like if they start like, you know, slitting people's necks and drinking their blood. And I know there are like crazy people who really think that they're vampires and they, you know, really will feed on human blood. And there's just this whole weird-ass genre that could be like another three shows. But the fact of it is those people are obsessed with that, you know, genre of fiction, the vampires. And so you look at anything, whether it's a murder mystery or a shooting game, if someone is sick that they're going to kill people and be obsessed and get some kind of inspiration from this material, you can't say, you know, oh, bad influence. Then you have to say books are a bad influence. And it's just, you can get inspiration from anything. And I'm sorry, like, I know this is going off topic of this person, but like with the shooting stuff, playing a first person shooter does not teach you how to shoot a real gun. Those tendencies are there. With this person, I believe I read that he actually had tendencies and there was stuff going around YouTube of him killing kittens and, you know, all of this other thing. So the violent tendencies were there before this whole video game obsession started.
Well, and then
that being said is, you know, this video game is somewhat based upon Jack the Ripper. So if you're going to look at that, I'd be like, clearly this person, you know, was inspired maybe mainly by Jack the Ripper, you know, came across this game whenever, and it just kind of molded into his psychosis of what he's doing now.
Well, okay, two things. One, you brought up YouTube. Actually, the guy, now this part, I don't know how credible it is, because I've only seen one report on it, but supposedly one of the main victims that he cut the body parts off of and mailed them around, he actually did it and put the video on YouTube, and it was up for a very short period of time before they realized that it was real, because he was, yeah. You know, people thought it was just like a fake snuff film. So there is connections. YouTube is involved because the guy supposedly killed Lynn, was his victim, like that. But then there's also the fact that they haven't officially, the story as we're recording this is only about 3 or 4 days old. They haven't officially blamed the game yet. But there is the definite fact that he is doing things like it was done in the game, and then he legally changed his name to Magnata, the main killer in the game, and Magnata is not a very common name to have randomly chosen and then to follow the plot of the game with. There has got to be a connection, but nobody has outright come out and accused the video game of causing this yet. I just see that coming very much in the future.
You know they are, because there's articles with like the video game being posted as a photo going along with the story.
Well, yeah, so, people are making the connection, but they're not blaming yet. The connection's been made. It's they're not going, oh, this game was the cause, is what I'm saying.
Oh, they'll wait till some note or statement or something is, and then they'll do it. That's an age-old thing, and I'm sorry if that's, you know, overly cynical, but you know it's going to fucking happen. And, I mean...
Well, because, like, okay, here's the thing. We'll talk about the video game thing in a moment. Luca Magnotta, that's what I'm going to call him since that's his legal name now, is insane. He's had bouts with schizophrenia his entire life. Is a self-identified porn star. He is, a lot of places are talking about his bisexuality like it's some sort of a drawback, and I don't see what that has to do with anything. They always point out he's a bisexual porn star.
Well, when you say self-acclaimed porn star, you mean like just basically... I made a video and I taped myself having sex with someone, or was he actually in bona fide porn?
He was in some porn, but I think they're talking about the fact that he's not really a star and the fact that no one really knows his name.
Oh, okay, so he's going around being like, I'm a star.
Yeah, he's kind of going, okay. I was in some official pornos, I'm a porn star. No, not actually.
Got it.
You're a porn actor. There's a difference between a porn star and a porn actor. You know, Ron Jeremy is a porn star. Bill Margold is a porn star. Luca Magnotta is a porn actor. There's a difference.
Well, and, actor.
But they also pointed out that his family, and this is the thing that I hate about these kind of stories, because you always see that there was so many signals before they committed murder. His family said, oh yeah, for the last 5 years, we've basically just been waiting for him to snap. He's been a ticking time bomb. We just didn't know when it was going to happen. Go to the authorities then. Get him institutionalized. If he's a ticking time bomb and you see he's fucking crazy.
If he hasn't done anything, the authorities don't do shit. That happens all the time. You have people that are let go from institutions where they're like, no, dude, this guy's going to snap. And they're like, well, he hasn't done anything, you know, to show that. And then they let him go. Like, if he didn't do anything, my thing is there were the YouTube videos, you know, prior to the murders of that he was wanted for about, you know, torturing animals and murdering animals and posting it up. Like, they were suffocating kittens with a vacuum and, you know, other torturous acts.
Which that so, just pisses me off more than you can know.
People are more severe than animals. We're not saying, well, that was horrible and this is not. I mean, it's just one of those things where that is, it's a big known thing out there where they say that, you know, it starts with animal cruelty. Like, severe animal cruelty, not like, you know, my cat was getting into shit and I, you know, tossed him off the bookcase or what have you. And, you know, there are people that are like, oh, no, you can't do that. But I mean, blatant animal murder, cruelty, things like that. But that's a real thing. Some people, because they see it in movies where they say it. And I mean, that is a real sign. They start off with animals. So the fact that this, you know, that he was out there doing this to animals and nobody really did anything. I mean, clearly they knew where he was at the time. Clearly this was out there. And it's not until it escalated to people that they really took it seriously. And I mean, fuck, there was this, and this is unrelated.
He was bragging
going to a
about
story.
It, Jillian. He was right, bragging on the internet that he was going to kill somebody, and everyone just kind of, you know, he's just trolling. That's just internet talk. Oh, and then he killed somebody, and they all went, oh, oops.
Yeah. That's the thing, too, though, is that's kind of where we are with the internet. People go on so many rants. You know, they say things and people don't take it seriously. There was that story about said they were going to kill themselves on Facebook, and they just took it as a, you know, I'm sad, self-pity thing. And then the person killed himself. So everything out there, it's all desensitized. People talk about, you know, I'm having a bad day. This is going on. And then you have there's such escalation and severities of people's emotions that people are like, oh, they're just being emo. I mean, that's a big thing, too, is because feelings and certain situations become fads, whether good or bad. You know, you've got the goth, you've got the emo, you've got punk, things like that. People will say, oh, I'm doing this, I'm so punk rock. Or you've got, you know, the biggest thing about hurting themselves and hurting other people is emo. And it just turned into such a thing where it was a fashion statement, then it's an in thing. You know, people would show their scars and be like, I cut myself. And that was something where it was like, oh yeah, you're so emo. But then there's people who really do have severe problems and will reach out, and maybe they don't have somebody else, but to maybe post it online to where it's like, somebody help me. But it's not taken seriously because everything has just been desensitized. So there's really, I mean, people look at someone and be like, dude, I fucking hate so-and-so. You know, I mean, fuck, there's that meme going around that says, click like if someone is alive today because you don't have enough money to hire a hitman. I don't think that's funny. Like, I mean, I understand there's little memes, things like that, but it's like, seriously, dude?
Well, and then you also, but see, the thing that angers me the most about this is the fact that you see this every time one of these psychos goes and does something. You always have this long trail of, oh, if we just looked at the clues, we could have seen this coming and prevented it. That's what bothers me. It's always we notice the clues after, like Casey Anthony. Okay, yes, she was not convicted, but let's put it this way. We all, you know, kind of know she did it, even if she legally didn't kill her kid. But the Casey Anthony case, you look at that and you go, there were warning signs all throughout what happened. And no one picked up on them. I mean, it's kind of indicative of society that we don't notice until something really radical happens, until a Michael Bay kind of boom goes off in our face. We just kind of, that's happening over there. That doesn't affect me, until you're the one getting stabbed because the psycho thinks he's reenacting Jack the Ripper.
See, that's the thing. It's everything is so desensitized where people spout things all the time. And you don't take it seriously. You're like, oh, geez, man, you're super angry. You need to chill. And they'll go on rants. I mean, and how many times have, you know, you've been out and you've heard someone being like, what? I'm going to fucking kill that dude, blah, blah, blah. And you just look at it as, you know, a drunk person ranting or whatever. And most of the time, nothing ever comes upon it. But then there are those situations where the same thing is said, but then this person is, you know, so distraught or just so not all there that they actually carry out the action. So, I mean, if you were supposed to call the authorities on every kind of, you know, malicious word being said, we would all be calling the authorities.
I'm
it's
not
just
talking
one of those
about, like, a guy spouting off at a bar. I'm talking about, like, the 2 years that Magnata was going crazier and crazier and crazier and saying crazier and crazier things and constantly escalating the torture on animals and then the torture to people and then the murdering people. How did nobody see this? How did nobody put it together that in this case, he slipped through the cracks? And that's what angers me, Jillian.
No, I know. You made a generalized statement, so I was just going.
Oh, no, I understand. I'm not mad at you. Okay. I understand what you were saying. I'm just saying that this Magnata thing. Now, in our last couple of minutes here, Jillian, how long before you think, like I said, they've made the connection to the Ripper game, which actually may be coincidental. We don't know yet if Magnata thing was a random thing and he's just doing what he's doing out of him thinking he needs to do that. And then it happens to be kind of like the game. That actually might be a coincidence.
I doubt it.
I doubt it too, but we don't know at this point. But I'm saying, how long until they start blaming the Ripper game?
They'll start blaming it whenever it's confirmed with either a statement or something. Because they can't really, same position as you. There's nothing completely said. There's speculation. If nothing does come to light and they don't find this guy and it escalates, I mean, they're going to end up blaming the game. Which, you know, not to say that, I mean, he was just obsessed with it. I've taken the stance many times. I don't believe games make people do things that they wouldn't otherwise do.
Oh,
people
I don't draw inspiration
from whatever source. And so that's the thing that I'm all, you know, I'm not like, oh man, no. It's not, you know, don't blame it. It's like, no, people just always, they want answers. And when there aren't answers, they make a correlation and they say, oh, that's why he did it.
Well, okay, now here's the last thing about the game that I'm curious about. Now that the connection's been made, and especially if they start blaming the game, say, next week or the week after, how long until that game starts going up in price on eBay and people start looking for a copy of this, at this point, 16-year-old video game that, I mean,
yeah.
First of all, people, on a tech level, this thing barely ran properly in 1996. Good luck trying to get it running on a modern computer.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just, I don't know how the game ends or what have you, if the character commits suicide or what have you, but...
He ends up getting caught by Quinlan, your main character. But like I said, Magnata's not necessarily the killer. The ending is randomized who the killer is. It just, most people tended to get the Magnata as the killer ending, which is why they kind of, that's probably the one Luca Magnata got more than he didn't was... Magnata's the killer. Sometimes it turns out to be another character because the game maker specifically randomized it based on some of the actions throughout the game.
I don't know if his psychosis is he's really going along with this game and he's doing this. I mean, you could only assume that in that mind frame. I don't know. It would be...
I would say he's still very dangerous because, like I said, as we're recording this, he's still on the loose and it's an international manhunt. Because they're pretty sure he's left Canada at this point, and they speculate he might be in Paris. So it's an international manhunt for him right now, and he's already confirmed to have killed one person, and they think, and he's threatened numerous others, so this is a dangerous guy. By the time this airs, all this might be moot. We don't know. But we're going to end off this and say, right now, Luca Magnata is fucking insane, and he's out there. Jillian, where can people find you if they wish to contact you?
I'm on thecinemasnob.com and Twitter and Facebook.
And you should find her on Facebook. She's fun to chat with, and she will chat back with you.
I do, but I don't do because I get a lot. Like, if I accidentally open my IM for chat, I get, like, 10 instantly, and I feel so bad. I'm like, I'm sorry, but I'll chat on Threads and things like that.
All right, and you can find me at 1201beyond.com. Get a hold of me at 1201beyond@gmail.com. And my weekly column, Sanity is Razor Thin, at geekjuicemedia.com. Oh, yeah, I was waiting for your little like you always do.
Oh, sorry.
And my monthly column in Scene Magazine, if you happen to be in the Green Bay area, The Shadows of Pop Culture. You want to say goodnight, Jillian?
Night, Jillian.
Night.
And understand, desire is hunger, is the fire I breathe. Love is a banquet on which we feed. Here in our bed until the morning.